Hi, Marty Lurie here. Giants baseball coming up. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks today. A sunny day in Scottsdale. Tim Flannery joins us. Flann, yesterday, rain in Mesa. What does that do to you guys?
Well, we came back immediately, and Matt Cain went down and threw his pitches. So, I mean, these games off the top are for the pitchers. The hitters still have they're going to have to catch up, but the pitchers have to throw. So we just came back, and they got their work done, and guys hit early before we went over there. So it wasn't all lost. We'll just have to move on today and keep the starting guys on schedule, and today we got Tim Hudson on the mound.
Well, you're back on the show.
Yeah, here we go again.
Nice to have you on, as always. Boy, he saves me every you know, that on the home weekends. Tim Flannery, third base coach of the Giants. The Arizona Diamondbacks are in today. They're going to Australia to play two games, March 22nd and 23rd. They've been working about another week more than you guys. This presents a little bit of an interesting game for me today.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks are probably ahead of schedule. They have to be since they start their season down in Australia. They came to camp early. And they're a good ball club. They've strengthened their not only their lineup, but they're also the back end of their bullpen. So it'll be our first look at them and our only look at them here in spring training before we open up with them.
Well, Tim Hudson goes today for the Giants, so that'll be something to see out here in Scottsdale. Flann, the Bunting College, the Bunting School, is it underway with you about 8:30 every day?
Well, it's supposed to start at 9, but Crawford and a couple of the guys know that I'm usually out at 9:15. So they come out and get about 5 minutes. Each guy gets about 5 minutes of his own bunting and just get the feel back. And Blanco says he's going to, every day he says he's going to bunt during the game at least one time all spring. So I'm hoping to see it because you can bunt all you want in practice, but until you get out in the game and start having the confidence to lay the bunt down, you're not going to want to just start doing it when the season starts. This is where you've got to practice it.
What kind of a bunter is Blanco? Is he a drag bunter? Does he lay it down that third baseline? How would you describe him? You've seen a lot of different types.
He can go both ways. Off of a left-hander, this is what I like Crawford to do a little bit more. Off of a left-hander, and Blanco's doing it the same. A left-hander, after he delivers a pitch, falls off towards third base. So it's the easiest place to bunt a ball if you can put the ball right out there in no man's land, and then it's a foot race to the bag against the pitcher. And Craw works on that a lot, and Blanco works on that. But Blanco's great at just dumping a ball down third base as well in a sacrifice situation. You remember the amazing bunt he made in the World Series against the Detroit Tigers where he laid that ball right on the line. And he's trying to deaden the ball more with the end of the bat, which is really an art and which is the way a lot of the great bunters will teach it. I just don't want him to not only, if you're going to lay the bunt with the end of the bat, I want him to make sure that he doesn't feel like he has to also put it on top of the line. I say if you're going to paint with the small brushes and get real fine with it, it's already going to be deadened. Now put it out there on the grass because no one's going to throw you out because you can run. Don't waste a good bunt. You know, sometimes they say, well, a fair or foul, that's good, but if it's foul, you're 0-1.
As only Tim Flannery can explain it. Were you a good bunter?
I was a good bunter, Marty, and I had to bunt because in 10 years of my major league career, I only hit 9 home runs. So I had to run the bases. I had to do the little things, moving runners, and I would come off the bench in the 8th inning, in the 9th inning, just to lay a sacrifice bunt down. And when everybody in the ballpark knows you're coming off to bunt, the only way you can get good at it is be so confident, and you've done your homework where you've taken 100 bunts during the week in a off the machine. So when you come off that bench, you have great confidence, because confidence is what will breed the good bunter.
Yeah, that's a great statement, because I watch Blanco a lot, and if they're squeezing him in, he doesn't bunt. He will not, like you say, everyone in the place knows he's going to bunt, and you got to lay it down in that situation. I don't see him do that.
You know, getting the pitch, getting the right pitch is probably the most important thing also, other than confidence, because the best ball to bunt is around your eyes. Okay. So what you want to do is use your legs and your eyes and get a ball in the strike zone, but you also want to use your legs and get in that position where the ball is closer to your eyes, because it's easier to bunt that way. Blanco needs to make sure he gets good pitches. Sometimes what will frustrate a lot of people, including the bunter, is you try to force it, and you might go after a bad pitch, and now you've either fouled the ball off or you've bunted right back to the pitcher. You've got to get a good pitch to bunt, and that's another thing that we try to teach, is go to your strike zone when you're bunting. Don't just look at the ball out of the pitcher's hands, but go into the strike zone mentally and physically with your bat, and just make sure you can control that area instead of the whole big picture. It'll make bunting easier.
Boy, a lot of fun. Flan, next week we'll talk some more. It's always terrific having you on, about the catching collision rule and all that. And I looked at the rule, and it didn't say anything about third base coaches hitting the catcher. So maybe this is the trick.
I had a woman, a taxi cab driver in San Francisco this winter, recognize me. And when I got out of the car, she says, "Hey, what do you think about the new rule that you can't run over catchers?" And I said, ma'am, I stopped doing that a long time ago.
We'll see. All right, Flan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.